if you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christ. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with Destiny.
Greetings in the divine love and fellowship of one universal accord. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command, Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christ. Our seminar topic is Overview, Present Status, and Future of Earth's Transformation. And what's up now, 2017? So, I have a lot of ground to cover tonight, so let's get right to it. Take a deep breath. And call yourself forward through the divine line of spiritual authority through which you have come forward in service to humanity. Call yourself present in that anointed status. And be totally present here and now. And let's chant three hues. Ready? Deep breath. Chanting Hue is absolutely the quickest and easiest way to clear your mind, your energy field, and be present with spirit. So, I'm very excited to share what I have to share with you tonight, so let's get at it. Overview. The process up to now probably began in the 60s, as people began to rebel against the establishment, as it was then called. The social injustices, the senseless insanity of war, Vietnam, the whole thing that was going on at that time was so intolerable that many, many people just turned off the system and went off to find other solutions. The period of revolt and rebellion were a way to open up a way to explore alternative approaches to life and to go into deeper self-inquiry, which is what then began to develop. Many of us explored communal living, more conscious eating, human potential trainings, meditation, yoga, mind-body-spirit integration, alternative healing methods, and so forth. This prevailed for many, many, many of you during the 70s and 80s, which saw a larger number of people stirring, getting awake, beginning to come on a different path and a different approach to life, starting to become more conscious and conscientious in how they lived their life and exploring alternative spirituality as apart from the fundamentalist religions that most had been indoctrinated in. So in the late 80s through the 90s, channeling suddenly began to become very popular. DNA activation, bringing the brain into a state of wholeness where the two halves began to synchronize and work together. There was a lot of focus on that. Activations and seminars and workshops. I began to, in the late 80s, come out and do my ascension activation workshops and counseling sessions for the Starseed on behalf of the Ashtar Command. I had been working with the Command since my early training by the Command in the mid-60s, but now it was targeted to activating and awakening the Starseed. And then many began to follow suit, and more of these channelings and trainings and workshops and seminars and consciousness expanding movements began to take hold. Many of us were involved with grid work, creating the Christ consciousness grid around the earth. Many of us traveled to foreign lands to activate that grid, to plant crystals, to do ceremony, to do all sorts of activations and ascension processes and teachings. And the many starseed began to awaken. You began to ask yourself, am I originally from this earth, or do I have extraterrestrial parentage? Have I come from another place more recently? Which, of course, I was born in this lifetime with full knowledge of that myself, of having come from another planet, which I later found out was Venus. But all of this searching began in earnest, and it was primarily a time of planting and anchoring the new consciousness in the earth through crystals and various things of that type. Many, many, many of us were involved with that. And then the late 90s, through the decades of 2000, up to today, 2017, we have done everything that we knew to do to bring about planetary transformation. We really became in earnest about that. Many light workers were awake, aware, and already bringing about positive changes in some area of global need and concern. Many were now working and quite empowered in serving in the area that combined their spirituality, their life purpose, while also serving and making their living. So there was a great quest to find how to marriage your spiritual passion and your service with something that would enable you to make your living. Many, like myself, had to invent that because such things really didn't exist yet on the planet. But all of us, well, not all perhaps, but many of us, including myself, walked out of our jobs, me in 1988, and have since lived totally through serving and love donations, having no charge for the services primarily, or a suggested donation, but primarily just doing your service and letting that bring forward the support, which in my case for all of these decades has done just that. So I haven't had a paycheck since 1988. And I have been provided in every way possible, including providing for a staff that traveled with me at one point. So the consciousness movement, meditation practices, ecological green movement, vegetarianism, alternative healing practices, yoga, Eastern teachings about karma and reincarnation, and metaphysics in general have now become mainstream, as well as access to spiritual books in most parts of the world. Wherever there is an internet, you have access to the deepest spiritual information you would like to explore. So now we are in 2017, and we're completing the third of four major phases of our planetary transformation. So hold on. We're living in exciting times, and we're in the most exciting phase right now, and the one coming up in 3 years, about 3 years. So, phase one, excuse me, phase one was where so many of us got involved in. If we had any modicum of clairvoyance, we began to work more actively with the kingdoms of nature. For example, Finhorn community in Scotland, which I visited, the Finhorn Garden, the ability of the people at Finhorn, the founders of Finhorn, to begin to communicate with the devas and cooperate with them in more conscious gardening and more conscious stewardship of the planet. So the spiritual mandate went forth to all the kingdoms of nature, the devas, the elemental spirits of earth, wind, fire, water, ether, to begin to come into more conscious alignment with humanity, to begin to raise their frequencies so there could be a meeting between them at a higher level, and to prepare for the greater transformation that Earth was going to be going through. This would include a new DNA, new chakra system, the uniting of the two halves of the brain, the ability to again telepathically receive the subtle impressions from the various realms of nature and kingdoms of nature that surround and interpenetrate the human level, because everything is here and now. You know, it's not stacked up like a pancake. Everything is present here and now, from the very, very highest divine realms of godhood to the very, very, very mineral kingdom. It's all here and now and surrounding where you sit right here and right now. And like a radio, you can tune in to those wavelengths with a little bit of sensitivity and the practicing of expanding your awareness and coming into heart coherency. When you do that, everything in nature will speak to you. You will have a relationship with everything in nature that will speak to you with great wisdom. The trees, the plants, the flowers, the animals, everything, the rocks, the very soil. Everything has God in it and is alive and conscious and with an ability to respond. So, the ability to contact and communicate with higher beings and dimensions telepathically, the groundwork was being set for that in phase one. Some of us that were and are clairvoyant, like myself and some of you, we already were doing that, you know, a decade earlier or more, or me since childhood. But if you hadn't awakened that the telepathic sensitivity and the etheric vision to be able to see into the more subtle energy fields beyond the physical, but also including the physical etheric fields, I'll explain. The physical dimension has seven different levels, three of which are visible, and two of which are visible, and four of which are invisible but still physical. And this is where many people get confused when they think they have a spiritual experience, say, for example, with extraterrestrial contact, but then they can't see the beings when they appear to them in their living room or whatever. It's because they're in physical, etheric bodies. That's the physical, but at a higher rate of vibration. So during this phase one, we're being recalibrated so we can actually see those etheric levels, which have been called orgone energy, and the scientists are now discovering this field. I think they call it the morphogenetic field. I think that's the term that Rupert Sheldrake has given to this, but it's actually four different subplanes of the physical dimension. So the extraterrestrials and higher dimensional beings, they all function, as well as the angels and the devas and everything, they function in the etheric field. So with phase two, which we've completed, and phase one, which has been completed, phase two, we saw just a proliferation of wars and dueling of ideologies and worldviews and mindsets and social and global upheaval and cleansing and all sorts of stuff, which produced the revealing and uprooting of the dark forces, along with their entrenched systems of fear and warmongering, financial greed at the expense of the majority of the world's impoverished billions, and their authoritarian control over the global systems through politics and religion and science and medicine and, gosh, what else? Financial systems, all of the things that have kept us confined to a world that's very dense and very, very antithetical to the freedom of soul in which we truly dwell as divine beings. So that whole system began to be uprooted. And although we're at the very end of phase three now, still we're experiencing that crossover of the two fields as the resolution of all of these things completes. But phase three fits right in with that, because that's the blasting and the defeating, as it were, and the ousting of the negative forces that are controlling the earth. Now, as I have told you before, the earth is under the prince of the earth, who is called the Kal, K-A-L. And the Kal power is the negative balance to the pure light, because you have duality on earth. It's meant to be that way. It will continue to be that way on the parallel earth. That earth humanity that cannot make the transformation will be headed into for their, you know, for their continuing of the duality system. Because here on earth we have to learn about the polar opposites of everything. Everything has an equal and opposite polar presentation. And that is for the earth's education of souls. Very important. So we learn about light by experiencing darkness. We learn about love by experiencing hatred, and so on and so on. So new souls are continually being born. They're coming out of the animal kingdom. They're individualizing into basic cells. The basic cells eventually become conscious cells. They eventually become human. Everything eventually becomes human. Everything. So we pass as a consciousness through all the kingdoms of nature, so that soul has every possible experience as part of its matriculation into godhood. You have to experience everything, and that's meant to be. However, the school of duality for the earth that we're living in now is closed. Now, if you want to experience duality, you have to go to an earth that's actually in the past, but still in the third dimension. And there you can war and duke it out all you want. But the rest is going to be moving into the higher dimension of the earth, which is called the new earth, or as I like to call it, Terra Christa. So everything that's happening, no matter what it is that's going on in the world, we have to realize this is good for us. This is being done for the good of humanity and planet Earth, and it's very necessary. Also, absolutely, the Creator and the spiritual hierarchy will not allow the Earth to be destroyed. This is not going to happen. The dark forces had to be stopped as they were starting to destroy the ecosystems and interfere with the free will of humanity, and that is absolutely forbidden. The demonic forces actually are given custodianship to tend the inner fires of the fire kingdom within the core of the earth. That's their appointed job. They're like stoking the fires, which are necessary and part of their dharma. However, when they leached into the consciousness of humanity on the physical plane, they had interfered and interloped and inserted themselves in a level that they were not to be in. And so they influenced, and in a negative way, many, many people who were open and receptive to that. And now those doors are being closed. That's forbidden. So those who have been operating as the dark forces not necessarily were intending to do, to destroy the earth, but through their lack of sensitivity and neglect and just plain unconsciousness began to exploit the earth's resources to the point that they were beginning to destroy the the ecosystems, and they got out of hand and had to be stopped. So now they have been stopped. That was phase two and phase three. And we're now at the very end of phase three. This is really, really important, because now you're going to see the final collapse of those systems that have held us in bondage. What are they? Well, primarily the political, the financial, the very left brain, limited science, even religion, very, very controlling cults and religions that try to suppress the freedom of people and reinforce the concepts of sin, all of those things that make man feel like he's done something wrong and needs to be punished. It's very interesting, but that's the cause of how we have actually created disease. We've actually created disease. And many of the harmful substances on our planet and all the kingdoms of nature, because we believed that we needed to be punished. We needed to be punished. That is really, really something we need to get over. That we're made in the image and likeness of God, which is pure light, perfection, divine and whole. That's why week after week I reinforce that, because we've got to get that first and foremost. We do not deserve punishment. I mean, it's a dream. Is somebody going to punish you because you had a bad dream? It's illogical. And so the teachings even of karma and reincarnation are a lesser teaching that maybe some souls still need to complete whatever it is they need to complete in their education. But it's a lesser teaching. We teach that we are saved and made whole through the grace of God, through the grace that bridges our personal inadequacies through to perfection, so that where we fall short, the Holy Spirit bridges us through to perfection. And that is a gift of grace. So there is no karma, no destiny that's negative, that can't be dissolved through the grace of God. Absolutely nothing. There's no disease, I'm quoting Jesus now in the Course in Miracles, that would not be healed instantly if you said to yourself with full understanding, I have no need of this. I have no need of this disease or this punishment that I have drawn upon myself, this suffering, whatever. I have no need of it. Be gone in Jesus' name. If we could really say that with all our heart, we would be healed instantly. So we have all these subconscious programs that have to be dealt with internally by the Holy Spirit, working transformation internally, in our minds, in our belief systems. All of that's being wrought within through grace. So those of you listening to me, you already are connected. You've already got the juice flowing. You're just not accustomed to tapping into it. You're not accustomed to trying to communicate with other dimensions, the tree, the cat, the dog. Well, a lot of you are. But I'm just suggesting that you've got all the wiring, you've got everything going, use it. Begin to practice, begin to expand your sensitivity to the subtle fields and realms and worlds within worlds in which you live. It's fun, it's delightful, it's not scary. There's nothing in all the universe that means you harm. As Sai Baba said, there's not one iota of evil in all of creation. None. So you have some unevolved consciousnesses that get in the waterworks, so to speak, and they had their time to do what they wanted to do. But now those doors are being closed. The dark forces have, as I've shared on other shows, absolutely been giving up because they realize they can't go into this new resonant field of the earth that's getting higher and higher in vibration every moment, especially now. They can't proceed because you have to have an open heart and love and devotion to God to move, matriculate into this higher dimensional energy. You can't make it through hatred and a hardened heart. It's not going to work. So they have the choice to surrender and get with the program as best they can at this point. They're still going to have to reincarnate, and they'll have to wait until the earth, they're at a level where they can come back to the new earth and be part of the loving system. So it'll be probably quite a while they're in educated programs in the higher realms, or the realm that they go to. But those that are really dead set, totally unwilling and incapable of switching to the higher vibration, they're going to be sent off into a past earth, still going through the third dimensional experience. Or they'll be taken off the planet entirely to another planet and dealt with however the Lords deal with that. I don't know. But there's a place for them as well, more in, attuned to their nature. So the first phase and the second phase we've gone through, we're still in the third phase of ousting and bringing to light the underpinnings of the whole negative control system that has been dominating our planet. So we're coming to the end of the third phase, and this is where I want to start sharing some information that I got from an interview done by our Venusian sister, Omnic Onik. I have shared a little bit about her. She's a woman who densified her astral body from the astral plane of Venus and took on the life of a girl who had been killed. She replaced her in the family because the family had not met this young girl. She replaced this young girl and grew up in the South sometime in the 50s, I think, 1955. When she came to the planet, her mission was to share the teachings of love from Venus. I met her in 2000. Actually, I met her by writing. We correspond back and forth. And at one point, we were thinking of getting a place to live together because, as she said, we do the same work, so we could, you know, maybe share our missions and share our living space, which I was open to. And then I ended up going to India instead. But anyway, that said, we had her Commander Alion and his Cosmic Eye Ashtar Command radio show, which she does every Sunday at 11 a.m., 11 a.m. on the East Coast, I should say. He had her for interviews twice on the show, so we've both spoken to her several times by phone. And she's just an absolutely delightful, wonderful woman. When she released her first book, Colonel Wendell Stevens had 1,000 of her copies of her book, From Venus I Came, and I bought one of the very, very first copies. I think it was probably in the 80s that I bought that and read it. You can now get a version from her, which includes 3 books. So I'm going to suggest that you go to her website. It's Omnic, O-M-N-E-C, Onik, O-N-E-C .com. And listen to the interview she just did with Rob Porter on August 22nd, 2016. Now, Robert Porter and Craig Campobasso just did the film Stranger at the Pentagon, which is getting ready to be produced for the big screen. They were both in the inner circle of Dr. Frank Strange's and worked closely with Commander Valiant Thor and the Victor One fleets that are stationed on Earth at this time in Nevada. I just wanted to give you that little filler. Now, to go back to the book by George Adamski, Inside the Spaceships, he had contact on an ongoing series of being taken aboard the Venusian and the Saturnian, actually Venusian craft, with different members from Saturn and Venus and Mars. And he was taken by two space beings, one from Venus that he referred to as Orthon, and one from Mars, whom he referred to as Furcon, because he was told they don't use names like we do, but for the sake of the readers, they were given these names. Well, it turns out that Orthon, the Venusian, happens to be the uncle of Omnic Onic, and his name is Odin. So Orthon is Odin. And Furcon is the Martian that met Omnic Onic and drove her when she was collected from the spaceship in the deserts of Nevada and driven to her new home down south. She was driven by the man that was called Furcon. So anyway, these are real beings and real things that happened. So Odin said that we are now going to be entering into the fourth phase of this Earth planetary transformation within the next 3 years. So we're right at the end of where we're going to see the final collapsing of the things that we can't take into this next dimension. Our finances, our politics, our control systems, the whole thing. We're going to be seeing the entrance of other things that will probably disrupt our lives, to some degree, as the new systems begin to come online, because they are created, they are there, they're available. And with the curtailing of the dark forces, we won't have that opposition. We'll be able to use the things that many of you have invented and we've been working on for decades. So it's really a case of planetary liberation, and it's absolutely taking place. It cannot be stopped. It's happening right now. Now, I'm going to shift over to some very important information that he gave, Omnic Onic, which you can listen to, and I wish you would listen to it, on her website. It's on the left-hand side. You'll see the interview with Rob Porter. And just click on it and give it a listen. It's amazing. I've taken a few notes here to make sure I'm giving you as clearly as I can what he shared. First and foremost, there's been an absolute surrender of many, many, many of the dark forces. Number two, you know the CERN particle collider, you've heard of it. You've probably seen the YouTubes where all sorts of fears were being perpetrated about the purpose of it and that it was opening the door to negative entities and all that stuff. I didn't know too much what to think about it. I didn't think about it because I'm not very interested in science, and I know who God wins, that God wins in the end, so I don't care much about what scientists do or don't do. Not my field, nor is it Omnic's as well. But he said that we're at the end of the third of four phases in our planetary transformation. And he said that the phase one started in 1991. I took it back to the 60s, but he said that the actual phase started in 1991, which I thought was interesting because that's the year November 22nd, 1991, that I came back in time from the future to overlay this present physical body that I'm operating through. I thought that was interesting. And what did we do? We traveled all over the world activating and anchoring energy, and my work was to activate the starseed and get them going with their missions. Tell them who they are, where they came from, and what they're here to do. That was my job. And I did that through counseling and workshops and, you know, speaking at conferences and, you know, all sorts of stuff for many, many years. So he said everything that's going on has been to return man to his original abilities, which is telepathic contact and communication with higher dimensional life. We had that originally. We lost it in Atlantis. It's being restored to us. It has, as I understand, been restored now through the phase one and phase two. And we're good to go now. We're ready to welcome our brothers and sisters from other worlds. So around 10 or 12 years ago, this was about 1992, 95, somewhere in there, a scientist and a researcher from CERN, the Atomic Energy Collider in Zurich, Switzerland, contacted Omnic Onik. I'm quoting her here. They came to the house where she was living in Germany. Later she found out they had been sent by her uncle Odin. Now, she was a little confused as to why they would come to her, because her uncle's a scientist. She's not. She doesn't know anything about nuclear anything or science or anything of that. But they said it was very important that they meet with her. So she, a friend who was a little more into the understanding of all this stuff, her son, they met with a certain scientist over dinner. And they had come to ask her something. And they said they had collided atomic particles over and over repeatedly until they had finally released the particles of infinity. I think this was called the God particle. I read a little bit about that some years ago. I think it was the God particle. And now they had two choices of what to do next. One choice would be to open a wormhole to the past or the future, or to open a doorway into the higher dimensions. And so that is the question that they'd come to ask her at Odin's prompting. So she said, well, of course, there's no point in opening a wormhole to the past. That's finished. There's no point in opening a wormhole to the future because that's yet to be unfolded. So it's very important that you open the dimensional doorway to the higher dimensions. And that's what they did. Now, the good news is the energy is pouring through there now is causing faster and faster and faster acceleration of the transformation. So according to Odin, it'll happen quicker and sooner than we had thought, which is what Sai Baba said too. He said, quicker than you can imagine, we're going to be going into this golden age. So and it'll be a complete transformation of Earth, he said. The very atmosphere will be different. Everything. And so the information I've gotten from the Ashtar Command, from the Master DK, from Lord Ashtar, from Satya Sai Baba, and personal intuition and attunement, all of it, it coincides with these four phases. And where we are right now in our process, I did not know about the CERN. This is so interesting. Omnic Onik said that her people, the Venusians, have been working, and the Brotherhood, what she calls the Brotherhood of Planets, and her uncle Odin have been working with scientists of Japan, Russia, and Switzerland on the CERN, with the intention of opening access to the higher dimensions, because that is what we need to move into. We need that opening, that ceiling that's been on the Earth, that quarantine, had to be broken. It had to We had to be set free of that bondage. So now it's open. She found out, I think she said, in July of 2016, I believe she said, that she found out for certain, physically, that they had actually opened the door to that higher dimension. And so she shared that information with us, which I think is marvelous. Now, if you remember, as I did, there was so much protest against the CERN. There were people that were trying everything to block it, to stop it, to close it down. There was quite a brouhaha about it. She said that all of that was funded by the dark forces and fueled by the dark forces, and all those fears were circulated through the media and YouTube and everything to block the opening of that higher dimensional doorway, because the dark forces knew that would spell the end of their control on Earth. They could not withstand those higher vibrations. It's causing them to kind of go crazy. They're turning their guns on each other and killing each other right and left. They're the ones that are perpetrating all the terrorist acts. All of that stuff is part of beings that cannot receive that higher energy, and it makes them crazy. They would rather kill and kill and kill and be killed than turn to love and open their hearts to compassion. And yet they, you know, say they're religious, which of course they're not by their very fruit of their actions. But it's just an example of how people who are not in attunement with these higher frequencies are kind of coming unglued. So that's kind of, they're kind of self-eliminating, if you will. They also often have strokes or heart attacks or brain seizures or whatever, because they can't receive those energies. I think personally that may be what causes Alzheimer's and other unexplainable, maladies that are coming up. It's an inability to receive and integrate those higher frequencies. So that has an eliminating part to it that Baba has referred to as a certain clearing out of people who are not ready to move into this higher dimension, which he said will be produce a world of complete love and peace that will be presided over by his third embodiment as Prema Sai Baba. It'll be a world of complete peace. No evil, no crime, no negativity, Baba said, anywhere in the earth. Will be in a golden age, a Satya Yuga, an age of truth. And that's exactly what Odin is saying, right? You know, to Omnic Onik in this interview, which I urge you to listen to. So that's a wonderful thing. Anyway, when she told them to open the doorway into the higher dimensions, they said thank you. That was the only question that they had to ask her. So there's going to be no end time Earth doomsday destruction. None. No polar shift, no asteroid or planetary impact or bombardment. And all fear-based information that's circulating out there, know that it's from the dark forces and completely ignore it. She was very firm on that. She said, we simply don't understand the power of our thoughts. And that the only thing that will determine what ultimately unfolds, well, not what ultimately unfolds. The unfoldment is certain. The time it will take in the fourth phase is uncertain because humanity changes its destiny by its thoughts. And boy, this last year have we generated a lot of negativity and a lot of negative thoughts. So we're going to have to eat all of that now. We're going to have to make a quick about-face and get back to where we're seeing the good and the God and the worthwhile and the praiseworthy and all people and things, and leave all the rest to God. Because, you know, what do we know? But we're definitely all in this together, and it's going to be an incredible riot, if you will. Now, Odin also said that part of the Earth, the extreme weather we're seeing on Earth, that's part of the necessary cleansing and balancing of the Earth and clearing of mosquitoes, vermin, certain plagues, certain things that humanity has created in the vibration through their fear and their fear of being punished and their belief that they need to be punished, that they're evil and they're sinful and all that. They've created these destructive elements in the human experience. So the extreme weather is exterminating these things, which are actually negative thought forms. And all of the things that bring harm to humanity are created by negativity. So the extreme weather, the cold, the rain, and everything is taking out those elements from our eco-structure. So again, the weather is a good thing, even though it's, you know, we've lost homes and properties and all sorts of things during these earth changes. But it's very, very necessary and part of what we have to go through. So the fear of mankind has affected the collective consciousness. So sometimes people, many of us, tune into that and assume it's our depression or our fear or our negativity or whatever, and it's not. It's just that we're sensitive and we pick up telepathically the moods and the state of the people that we live with and are surrounded with all the time. So you have to keep your own field very protected with light and completely, chant the hue and keep clearing yourself throughout the day, however you best find to do that. And stay clear. You know, don't allow yourself to go into a funk or a negative mood. Just don't even go there. Don't make that an option. Stay loving and positive and know that everything is just fine. You're going to get through it. All is well. God's got you covered. And God's in charge. You don't, you're not going to be punished. You're not going to go to hell. You're not going to do any of those things because grace has got you covered. That's the action that the Christ instituted. So accept the gift of grace and be happy and enjoy your life. Enjoy it. So now, the fourth phase. He said it's about 3 years until we enter fully into the final phase. And this is when we begin to have contact consciously with the beings from other worlds. Because all of nature is, at this point, changing its frequency all over the earth. Everything is in a new vibration. And so in phase four, let's see if I can find my notes on it. Well, it's the completing of the planetary transformation. The direct contact with the brothers and the brothers and sisters of the other worlds will begin and begin in earnest because they will need to come now and show us how to live in the new system. How to, for example, live in a money-free society that's based on barter and sharing, co-sharing life. How to live without politicians enforcing their controls and their laws. How to live without religions telling you about, how sinful you are and how you're going to hell if you don't believe a certain way. All of that kind of stuff is not going to be part of your life, so obviously you're going to need assistance to learn how to live in a world that where you're free, where you're living as the divine being that you've always been. So we will not have the duality anymore. We won't have the negativity. We won't have any of that that we have to go through. So the earth is ascending into this higher vibrational state of being, and nothing can stop it. So the call tower needs to continue, as I mentioned before, because it's part of the learning of new souls that are coming in. They need to go through this cycle of expression, that an experience that duality offers. And so polarity is for the purpose of learning what things are by experiencing their opposites. And so the negative opposition to our transformation had to be stopped because it was getting out of hand. It is now being stopped as we watch the final throes of this really time of revelation, of truth, the exposure of the lies, and all of that. And Odin also said that the transformation process is only on Earth. Other planets were actually invited to advance to a higher state. Without this transformation like Earth is going through, as a reward for creating Earth, because everything that is here on Earth was brought here from other planetary civilizations, including you and me. All of the minerals and vegetables and animals and water and fauna and flora and life forms, all were brought here from elsewhere to create a unique, perfect paradise of planets that would be perfect for human habitation. And so we're returning to that Edenic state. Now, I was thinking of the people that would be participating in this fourth cycle. I believe the indigenous peoples of the world have been waiting for this time because, you see, they're not part of the grid system. They were told by the Supreme Creator never to get involved with the ways of the Earth man, you know, the surface, The people in Western society, they were told never to get involved in the systems of electricity and so on, to stay free, to live in their pueblos made out of mud and everything. So when the shift happens, they're going to be fine. They haven't bought into the system for the major part. So they'll be our leaders in helping us to learn how to live on the land in a proper way, in harmony with nature and the Creator. The star-seeded and star-born volunteers, like you and me and many who listen to these transmissions, will be part of the crew that's been really trained to for this time. The Prema Sai Baba avatar will be on Earth to be, I'm sure, a very illuminating and encouraging presence. We'll have, of course, the externalized hierarchy and the Christ, which are already upon the Earth, that will be out with their ashrams and their guidance and their whatever it is that they have come to share. We'll have the assistance of the Brotherhood of Planets. We'll have the Galactic Command, including the Ashtar Command. We'll have the hierarchies of Earth and Venus cooperating. We have the children coming into incarnation now who are fully ready to go. They have already made the transition. They are absolutely in sync with the higher energies. And also the young people who are coming of age now. The people from Venus will be here to help, and Mars and other planets in our solar system, and perhaps beyond. But those were some of the ones that I knew would be very, very active in helping with our readjustment. Omnic Onik and Uncle Odin said that there's a great importance of sending love, light, and blessings to all of the areas where there's conflict and turmoil and where there's suffering on Earth. Do not criticize, do not judge, don't send negativity, send love, light, and blessings. And that will help to neutralize the negativity and transform the energies in those particular areas, which is pretty much everywhere right now. So she has an article on her website called Omnic's Recommendations, which again you can read. Now, Russia, she said, is working on a process of transmuting through alchemy zinc and lead into gold that is to replace the monetary system, not so much in terms of money, we won't need money, we won't use money, but for health and other artistic and creative benefits, which she didn't elaborate upon, but it sounded really interesting. So So we'll have a bartering and a sharing system, but no money. The dark forces created all of the inequality and the divisions in society. The divisions between races, languages, religions, ideologies, by dividing the brain into two halves to prevent access to the higher knowledge and awareness. That's past. That's finished. No longer the case. But for a long time, we only had half of a brain, so to speak, which enabled us to work at a very, very fundamental, materialistic 3D level. So it's great to know that we're already completed with that process, and we can tune in and we can expand our awareness now. Children are born completely intact. They don't have to prepare or do anything. They're ready to go. Those of us who are older have been going through the process all along, and now we just need to begin practicing and operating at those higher levels more consciously, which is what I do these shows for each week, to show us how we can do that. So we do have telepathy. We do have our powers intact. We do have everything necessary to access those higher dimensional energies now and move through these transformations in a higher and very peaceful and loving way. So she said, mainly stay positive, ignore negative things. Just ignore them. Don't pay attention to them. Turn off the news. Keep your consciousness and your vibrations at a higher level. And that's very important. She said that where the energy flows, where the attention goes. So pay attention to what you're putting energy on, which I harp on constantly, because it's so important to self-monitor and keep yourself positive. Keep yourself clear. Keep clearing yourself. She recommends chanting Kala, K-A-L-A, which is a good chant to clear the astral emotional energies when you find yourself getting out of balance. That would be Kala, or chant the hue. Hue, same thing. She also gives you the hue. So the fear that you may experience is mainly because you're tuning in to the collective consciousness and allowing that to influence you. So just pay attention to that when it comes in and clear it. So it's good, you know, it's all good. We're going into a wonderful, wonderful age. It's going to be the most beautiful, incredible, harmonious, loving, gorgeous earth that you could imagine, where we live together in harmony, we share, we laugh, we sing, we dance, no money, no financial system, no politics, no, kind of like the song, you know, Imagine, that John Lennon inspires us with every time we hear it, and we heard it again at Times Square, being sung every New Year's. It's kind of like that, you know, he was already seeing that vision. So, yeah. It's real, it's true, it's happening now. And all is well. Let's be happy. Let's celebrate. Let's turn off the negative news and turn on the joy and sing and dance, spend time with our loved ones and family. And don't sweat the small stuff. Don't worry about anything. Everything is fine. As Sai Baba always reminds us, everything is in the control of God. But we have free will, and we can choose where we place our thoughts and our energy and our attention. That's the only thing, really, that we can do is choose that positive and let the negative just atrophy and drop away. So, let's go out chanting Anai Hu. Deep breath. Just raise your hands and open yourself up as the conduit of God's love. Just allow that love to flow down to the top of your head, activating your new chakras, your unified brain, activating your heart coherency, and putting you completely in harmonic resonance with this higher dimensional opening and energy that is now flooding the planet and bringing us into this incredible golden age. And Odin said, the timing for that completion of that fourth phase is dependent on humanity, because we can manifest whatever we predominantly focus upon. So our work as light workers and conscious people is really cut out for us to influence positivity, to inspire love, and encourage the people around us so that they can realize they don't have to settle for fear, but that they are actually loved and protected and guided by God. People need to realize God is real, and they are forever one with God. So, God bless you. Very, very, very blessed 2017. Namaste.